too.
Good evening, everyone. We're getting started tonight. I ask we all rise for the pledge to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Ramsey Smith.
Present.
Dr. Enick.
Present.
Ms. Politek.
Present.
Ms. Leon.
Present.
Dr. Van Wert.
Present.
Ms. Wilhelm.
Present.
And Mr. DeBlum.
Present. Before we start tonight's agenda, I wanted to make the announcement that council held an executive session at 5 p.m. on Thursday, May 11th, and that was to discuss a personnel matter. Moving on to the approval of the minutes for the May 2nd, 2023 meeting. Any comments on the minutes? Minutes stand approved. Moving on to public comment. Our first public comment, as is custom, will be for any subject not being voted on this evening, with a 5-minute time limit. For our YouTube audience at home, if you want to watch live, you could scroll forward to the live presentation of the meeting. And we'll start with all those who have signed up before I go around the room. So we have 3 individuals signed up this evening. We'll start with Ms. Kloiber.
Bless you. Thank you. Hi, I'm Teresa Kloiber. I live at 345 Grandview Boulevard in Bethlehem. It's just good to be here again. So, good evening. As I was walking my dog, as I do multiple times a day, I was thinking about the neighborhood as I looked around. I'm a lifelong resident of Grandview Boulevard, over 65 years, and I cannot help but think how this charming neighborhood, thank you, Bill, for calling it a charming neighborhood, may soon become one of the worst neighborhoods for us in Bethlehem if this Hanover apartment project goes through. It's been called the gateway to Bethlehem, and I quote that, but I truly feel it's going to look more like a housing project coming into Bethlehem than a gateway. To me, what a gateway should look like into a city would be a welcoming community park with a walking path for the neighbors, a playground for children who currently play in the streets, lots of green, and I don't mean money, I mean green grass and trees. Park benches, maybe even a dog park where the neighborhood dogs could go to play. And I make that note because the dog park that's proposed for Hanover Apartments is for the apartments only, so our dogs will be able to look through the fence at their potential playmates. And there are quite a few dogs on Grandview Boulevard and Central Park Avenue where the townhouses are to warrant a park for us too. On my street alone on Grandview, I estimate at least 20 dogs. Putting a massive set of apartments on this parcel of land, I think, is a big mistake. They do not fit in there, and I ask you once again, how would you feel if this was going to be built in your backyard? I'm sure you would love it as much as I do. Not. Those of us who live in the surrounding locale would really like to grow old and live out our golden years in this sweet neighborhood that we've lived in for 50, 60 years. And in talking to the newer residents, just about all of them say that they would not have moved in had they known what was being proposed to be built on this lot. If the length of the buildings is reduced to 180 feet per building and the city of Bethlehem can limit the height to 3 stories, it's still going to be a lot of people and cars added to an already overcrowded and out of control intersection of Hanover Avenue, Broad Street, and Eaton Avenue. But it would be better than 280 feet and 5 and 6 stories. And yes, I know we always seem to be talking about this intersection. We'd like to see something done about it. I don't want it to take a fatality to have this problem finally be addressed. I'd like to know if anyone has evaluated the public safety issues that may arise from the high density overcrowding of people. Will there be more crime, other impacts from that, new density? And I mentioned before that when I walk my dog 9, 10 o'clock at night sometimes. And granted, he's a big dog and a lot of people are afraid of him. But am I going to feel as safe as I am now walking around when there's like hardly anybody around, when there's going to be another couple hundred some people there? I said it before and I say it again, if it ever comes to about 500 to 600 people living there, I highly doubt that they're all going to get along fabulously. Excuse me. To the city of Bethlehem, please don't just listen, but also hear us, and do not let your residents down. Do not approve the 2 zoning variances requested by the builder of Hanover Apartments. At the latest zoning meeting, we had 37 residents come out to show their concern for this development. So we do care. Please do all you can to downsize the development because at the end of the day, this builder will go home to his cushy little or big home in Florida, and we'll be stuck with whatever is built there. And as far as the maximum amount of 317 apartments in that plot of land, just because you can doesn't mean you have to. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hoyer. Our next speaker tonight is Mr. Fondle.
My name's Paul Fondle. I live at 413 Grandview Boulevard. And I'm back here again to talk about that intersection. It's a very dangerous intersection at Hanover Avenue, West Broad Street, and Club Avenue. In 2016, an accident occurred resulting in a two-car crash that demolished both cars and required serious neck surgery for the presenter of this petition that we had. You can see that on page one. And the reason I bring that up every time, we've been having accidents since 2016 up to today, and it's a well-known fact that it's a very dangerous place. That petition had over 200 signatures requesting that intersection be studied and made safer. The installation of skid-resistant macadam, rumble strips or grooves along with warning signs were recommended by neighbors. Only speed limit signs were erected. About 2 months after the installation of the speed limit signs, a car jumped over the curb and took out one of the signs. The sign was never replaced. The city of Bethlehem calls it a high crash area. Since our last meeting, there has occurred 3 accidents at that intersection in a month and a half. One on March 23rd, April 1st, and April 30th. And I was out at the site to take pictures, which you can see the pictures are on photos 2 through 6. I overheard a fireman walking away from the scene. He said this was the 10th time he answered a call in this location, and he was quite young. There were many close calls that did not require police or emergency workers. One occurred when my neighbor and friend Danny was walking west on Broad Street, and he usually walks in early morning, still dark, and he said a car came around the corner and was out of control, sliding sideways directly toward him. Fortunately, the car hit the curb and stopped. He could have been seriously injured or even killed. During the Bethlehem Planning Committee meeting, Dwayne Wagner stated PennDOT advised him that the traffic improvements were not necessary. The residents who live by this area, travel this road, know it's false. Something needs to be done. The City of Allentown Planning Commission noted that its subdivision plan development application, that the additional vehicle traffic that will be generated by more than 300 plus apartments would be undoubtedly huge. Heading west on Broad Street, there is a flashing warning sign that's not working at this time, and another thing that the city should check why that sign's not working. And there's also a sign there that the road turns and it's full of stickers, so they should be cleaned off so that people can see what they're doing when they approach that intersection. A 15 mile per hour speed limit sign should be installed in the area from Hanover Avenue toward Broad Street, indicating a dangerous curve. on picture 7A, which I have, the number 7 is the speed limit sign I'd like to see put up on Broad Street and Hanover Avenue, which is what they have in a township, that it's lighted up and it's tell you what speed you're going. And it would be a good idea to put those signs up. And in the meantime, Allentown had put a sign up 25 mile an hour speed limit and a curve. And they put it up by the bus stop on the, that would be on the west side of Juanita Street. Nobody pays attention to it. That sign should be relocated right at the curve, right across the street. So when they're coming up to that, they'll see that 25 miles an hour with a curve line on it. And the other suggestions I have, we need a roundabout. I don't see how that's ever going to stop. We have people speeding on Broad Street. Matter of fact, I pulled up for a stop sign coming off Eaton Avenue yesterday. I'm sorry, today. And the cars are backed up going out, turning onto, going east on Broad Street. They're backed up to the intersection. So I couldn't go across and block the street. And a girl came right around me and headed up toward Allentown. Now, if I were pulled out, there would have been another accident. I mean, that just happened today.
Mr. Fondo, I'm going to ask you to start bringing your remarks to a close, please.
Yeah, I just have one other suggestion. The digital billboard in the middle of a high crash intersection should be moved because it is distracting to the motorists. Install a roundabout, which I mentioned, would up the flow and slow down traffic. Add flashing speed limit warning signs on Broad Street and Hanover Avenue, which I also mentioned. Add a traffic light and or stop sign at the intersection of Broad Street and Grandview Boulevard, because I think we're going to need it if these apartments go through like they're talking. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fondo. Our next speaker signed up tonight is Ms. Mitchell.
Angela Mitchell, 430 Cherokee Street, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Good evening, everyone. It's a great honor to be here one more time. And I'm here tonight because I've been taking walks and I've been seeing a whole lot of things. But first, I want to say first, this newsletter for spring, summer, it's excellent. It's a good source of information. And I like the fact that the app was in here, but I'm not too sure who's going to answer and respond to the questions and concerns that are placed on the app. So if somebody can explain that to me, I would appreciate it kindly. And then, how do I get one sent to my house instead of finding it in a local establishment? Are these being mailed out to everybody, or is it just being given out to certain establishments within the city of Bethlehem? Yesterday, as I was walking over the bridge, I saw someone in Lehigh River fishing, or was he testing? And I was just kind of concerned on how did the man get there. And I have a picture of him, but I don't know how he got into the Lehigh River. He had a pole, and I'm just really concerned about that, especially if this water isn't safe to drink. How can someone fish in this water? How would the city prevent others from doing this, especially if an apartment complex is built there? The third thing I want to talk about, walking over the bridge, Brighton Street and 378. That's right in front of the Wilbur Mansion. And that little street right there is Brighton Street. So when you're coming off 378, you can make a right turn. But I have been seeing people making a left turn up the street. I have saw a car come out of Brighton Street. And I have saw a truck make a right turn going down the hill to Perkins there. And I was like, oh my goodness. So I'm really concerned because those are accidents waiting to be happening, you know, to happen. And it's been going on a lot. This is not the first time I saw somebody do an illegal turn on the bridge. But if traffic gets even heavier, then there's going to be more accidents because people are not either seeing the sign that says no left turn or no right turn, or they're just doing what they want. The other thing that I'm concerned about is, once again, on 430 Cherokee Street, the block of 400 block. We need a stoplight or we need a speed bump in the middle of the block. For some reason, traffic is heavier than ever before, and cars are just flying down this street here. And so I hope to see in the near future that something will take place, that a stop sign, stop light, or a speed bump get placed in the middle of the street. The other thing that I'm still concerned about the street cleaner, thank you for sending out the truck, but he's just going down the middle of the street. The problems are in the gutters and the curb of the street, the leaves, the debris from last year. So when is it going to be possible to put 400 block or the other streets that are not in the business district on the calendar for street cleaning? Once again, I'm going to talk about the trash pickup and the garbage left behind. What can be done to force the landlords or homeowner to clean up their trash after the garbage collectors don't pick up all the garbage, or their garbage falls and they leave it behind? What can be done about that? Because it's now 2 weeks, there's been a mirror on the street. It's broken, it fell, and it's still there. Somebody put a piece of tape on it. But how long is it going to sit there? So I think there's something that needs to be done to enforce the landlords to clean up their property on the outside, since they're not living there. Something needs to be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Mitchell. That concludes our list of who had signed up previous to the meeting, so we'll go around. Is there anyone in the center who wanted to make comment on anything not being voted on? We'll start with Mr. Caratola in the back.
My name is Artie Caratola from 813 Lawford Street, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Southside. I'd like to say we got a coordinated decision-making notifications ratified to different focal points so we can finalize your endoplasmic reptilia so together we can seek the truth and probe deep within your third derived in the soul. See, I could talk pompous jargonistic gobbledygook just like the next guy, but does that mean that I'm going to do right for everybody in my city to make the naive people think that I'm some kind of an unapproachable god so that they'll vote for me? I would be a prime example of pomposity and jejunosity. Maybe I'll get together if I was. It's possible. That, I don't know. The press, how they misrepresented me, misquoted me on some things. Is it possible that somebody kind of got together with the press and twisted the key a little bit to kind of get them into that, to deflate my character, making me a prime example of anti-Semitism. Now, I don't have proof that anybody did that, but I did hear somebody openly state at the meeting on January 3rd, 2023, in relation to the December 20th, 2022 meeting, that members of city council are permitted to walk out on somebody speaking if someone is expressing anti-Semitism, which clearly stated that that person approved of the city council member walking out on me, that I was expressing anti-Semitism. Let's look, take a look at what the press actually published on December 22nd of 2022 that made me lose a lot of friends and co-workers who were Jewish. A prime example of anti-Semitism is when Mr. Kiratola stated at the last city council meeting that if you live in Bethlehem, you should be a Christian and respect the teachings of Jesus, even though he was a Jew. This is why our country is no longer number one in the world and why we are losing respect from other countries. Anyone who truly believes that anyone who is trying to be respected, who is running for a political position, would publicly make a statement like that has to have a lot of their brain cells no longer functioning. Let's take a look at what the press left out, which was what I basically completely said, and anyone can easily read in the minutes of me speaking on all the city council meetings, as well as all the meetings. I stated that since we live in the city that was named after the city that Jesus Christ was born, calling it Bethlehem and reinforcing it by calling it the Christmas city, we should respect his teachings of being an example for the younger ones who are our leaders of tomorrow, for all other cities in our state and country, because greater cities equal a greater USA. Now, does that sound like a religious quote? That sounds like a political statement to me. Yes, Jesus made a political statement. I further made clear that we should hold on to good examples upon everything that we do and follow his wishes upon being good examples if we respect what Jesus said as the great philosopher that he was, or great leader that our city was named after. Even if we don't accept him as our Lord and Savior, even though he is a Jew. The last six words I threw in there for anybody who may be prejudiced towards the Jewish people. Also, the press quoted me as saying he was a Jew. You see, us strong Christians believe that Jesus is still alive, so I would never have said he was a Jew. I would have said he is a Jew. The press misquoted me. And it's in the minutes. I asked, did I ever say that we should bow down to Jesus on bended knees and only Christians should be permitted to run for any political office? I know that I never said that. We should all be Christians. I never said that we should all be Christians to live in Bethlehem. Anyone who said that would be stupid. Anyone who believes that someone who's running for the mayor would say something like that is even more stupid. But I will say today that our forefathers in 1776 were refraining to all deities of Christianity and different religions. The Chinese, blacks, the American Indians who rightfully owned the land were not permitted to vote or run for any political office. They were heathens. I never said, or will I ever say, how do you think our forefathers would have felt about a Jewish person or Muslim voting or running for office? I'm concluding it.
Mr. Kiratola, if you could bring your remarks to a close, please.
I am doing it. What you read on the thing. We certainly came a long way, especially when we can today twist and manipulate the words that people say. Today in the press, we can eliminate important messages that people say and bear false witness against thy neighbor. What happened to the day? To tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. I sure hope and pray and hope that when we in Bethlehem get our first female Jewish mayor, she doesn't change the name of our city.
Is there anyone else in the center who wants to make comment tonight? Mr. Hirsch?
My name's Alex Hirsch. I live at 738 Center Street. I don't even know how to follow that. Maybe if somebody tells you you're being anti-Semitic, just take a moment to reflect on that rather than doubling, tripling, quadrupling down. Anyway, so here I am, 304 days. Totally new topic tonight for me. Just kidding. Wouldn't that be refreshing, though? I'm actually here because I would like to park my car in my house. Yeah, that's really it. You know all the other facts. I brought some new facts, though. I believe I looked at the calendar. I think there have been 17 council meetings since I started this. I've been to 17 council meetings. My attendance record will be stopping soon. I have a summer vacation coming up, and I won't be around, so I don't know. I see the screen's not here anymore. I guess if I can't participate remotely, I'll take a sabbatical and come back when needed. So there have been 17 meetings. The other thing that's happened since I started asking for a parking permit, so I put a little over 23,000 miles on my car, driving back and forth to Rhode Island and Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So I threw that in there just because, I don't know, I just get this vibe that there's a perception that I'm trying to get away with something and beyond parking closer to my house. That's really it. If you check that math, it's a pretty good amount of mileage in under a year. And I don't anticipate that letting up too much in the near future. But most weekday evenings when parking enforcement goes until midnight, I am here in town and moving my car or getting tickets. On that topic, I would like to take a moment to brag about the fact that I've only received 3 parking tickets since I started coming to these meetings. It's $60 I wish I hadn't spent, but considering how many times I've moved my car in those months, I'm kind of proud of the fact that I only slipped up 3 times, and one of them was about like 10 minutes. I went out to move it and got a ticket. So that's really it. Again, I had shared last meeting some proposed language for a possible update to the ordinance that I think is reasonable and sensible, that should have literally no impact on the parking controls of our fair city. And if at any point that looks viable, please just reach out, or maybe I'll see it on the agenda some night. There. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hirsch. Anyone else in the center who wants to make comment? Mr. Shire?
Excuse me. Bill Shire, 1898 Eaton Avenue. I too would like to clear something up tonight, something quite different. At a recent meeting, when we were talking about affordable housing, a suggestion was made that we should look to Minneapolis, which was considering the idea of somehow restricting single-family housing in order to make more room for affordable housing. And as you know, I do have a proposal on that for the use of Northampton Heights, but that's for another night. And I was inspired to say something like single-family housing is the anchor of a community. And not surprisingly, I got some pushback, and some fair amount of pushback. So I wasn't as clear as I should have been. One thing I was conflating 2 things, single-family housing and ownership. And it's 2 rather distinct things. I mean, single-family homes are more likely to be owned, but they can be rented. And we actually have a spectrum of combinations. You can have ownership of single-family homes, row homes, double homes, an apartment. Apartments can be condos or cooperative, different forms of ownership. And any of these things can be rented. So you have 8 or 10 different possibilities, depending how you count. What I would like to clear up is that I certainly did not mean to imply that all homeowners were more civically engaged, and this seems to be the term of art, at least in one survey, than renters. I myself, when I was a renter, I was involved in the community, although when I got ownership of a home, I became more involved, including being drafted as the president of the local neighborhood civic association. I'm something of a statistician, as you know, and I'm thinking often in terms of averages, and sometimes I fail to define it that way. And so sometimes when I say something about the average person, some people think I'm indulging in a stereotype. That was not my intent. Renters can be civically engaged, and some of them are very civically engaged. And I'm sure there are renters that are civically engaged to the point of being more engaged than many, many homeowners. So, but I will stick to the temporary, at least, belief that the average homeowner is more civically engaged than the average renter. Now, I'm sure there's been some research on this, and I haven't had the time yet to Google it and do some digging, which I would like to do, because I think it's a relevant question for city policy, because everything being proposed and built right now are rental apartments at market rates. That's another issue, which for another night. But it's and I think we need to provide some room for ownership, whether it's an apartment or a house or whatever. Friend has pointed out, you might have a young couple moving into a rental apartment, and they're saving their money, and maybe they have a child, and they want to move into a house. And it is very difficult right now, this is anecdotal, it is very difficult in this city right now to buy an affordable home. And we don't want couples, families like that, to move out to the townships because they can't find an affordable house or apartment, for that matter, in the city. All we're building is rentals. So I think let's applaud the rentals that are civically engaged, the renter. But we need to do things more about ownership. And I'm sure some research has been done. I hope to find it and report it to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shire. Is there anyone else in the center who would make comment? Mr. Ancala.
Stephen Antalics, 737 Ridge. When private individuals ask fellow citizens to choose them as their public servants and are then chosen as such, they become part of the public sector and thus are open to public criticism. The United States Supreme Court established this privilege in its Solon ruling. The present council appears to be establishing a precedent which could be viewed as troublesome by reacting subjectively to these guaranteed personal opinions. This freedom to be critical of public officials has proved to allow a number of nationally popular critics to enjoy a very high standard of living. A local private citizen, when they express their opinion on an action by someone council, was met with an attacking and indignant response. On another occasion, a local private citizen was confronted in a hostile manner by a council member expressing that they were insulted by this citizen's opinion that the council member might be lacking in civic knowledge. It's usually the method of this citizen, prior to making any comment, to inform or read the comments to respect an knowledgeable private citizen in order to confirm fairness and validity. A local private citizen at a council meeting expressed as guaranteed by the freedom of speech express their religious views without any referral to other religions. A member of council publicly took personal offense to these comments, thus provoking disruptive, extended dialogue at two council meetings, with some obliquely accusing the initial speaker of anti-Semitism. My editorial aside, I printed out and read the minutes of that meeting very, very carefully to be accurate. Certain referrals to me to the same biblical character have on a large number of occasions, similar referrals to the same biblical character have on a number of occasions been made officially by clerics speaking as permitted on the agenda item known as invocation. Adding to the spectacle, two members of council left the public meeting in protest, an act never before experienced at any council meeting, which according to some appeared to be reminiscent of a middle school spat. If a private citizen has crossed the line by offensive comments during a public meeting, it is the responsibility of council president to use the gavel to silence the offender. If someone council are personally offended by public comments, resolution should be gained in private discussion, thereby precluding the fiasco that occurred. So, you are all public servants, free to be criticized by members of the public. And as such, the public is safe from being criticized, as indicated by the recent court decision of an ex-president offending a private citizen. So take heed.
Is there anyone to the right who wanted to make comment this evening? Seeing none, that concludes our first public comment. Moving on to second public comment this evening. This is for anything being voted on by council. There was no one signed up. Is there anyone to the left who wants to make comment on anything on the agenda tonight? Seeing none, turning to the center. Is there anyone who wants to make comment on an agenda item? Mr. Antalis.
Referring to 7B, to administrative orders, possible appointments to the Human Relations Commission, I've noticed over a period of time that the majority of these recommendations on human relations, whatever committee or commission, are voted on and passed, with the exception being that a number of administrative orders for appointments to historic commissions have been on the agenda but never voted on. I find that very troublesome. Why are appointments to historic commissions and boards not being acted on while all the others are acted on 100%? I'm concerned, and a number of private citizens are also concerned, but City Council does not seem to be concerned. What does that mean? They don't care? I don't know. Or is it being discussed privately behind closed doors? Be nice to get an answer to that. Transparency. Transparency. A key word to good public government. Transparency. We're not seeing it here. We're not seeing it. Why? Tell me.
Is there anyone else who wants to make comment on anything being voted on this evening? Seeing none, I turn to the right. Anyone make comment on anything on the agenda? We're going to continue on with our agenda to old business. Any old business from members of council? Seeing none, moving on to communications. We'll read communication 6A.
A May 2nd, 2023 memorandum with proposed resolution from Assistant City Solicitor Matthew Deschler recommending an intergovernmental agreement between Lower Saucon Township and the city. The agreement concerns 968 Moravia Street, which straddles the boundary between the city and Lower Saucon. The agreement effectively treats this parcel as if it were located entirely in the city in terms of services provided and tax revenue.
Resolution 10A is on tonight's agenda. Communication 6B.
A May 9th, 2023 memorandum with an attached resolution from City Solicitor John Spurk Jr. recommending an intergovernmental agreement with Bethlehem Township and the Bethlehem Township Municipal Authority for the joint implementation for stormwater management projects.
And Resolution 10B is on the agenda. Communication 6C.
May 10th, 2023 memorandum from City Solicitor John F. Spurk Jr. with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement. Permittee is Holy Infancy Roman Catholic Church, and that event is the 2023 Holy Infancy Cultural Celebration. The agreement is from 5 to 8 p.m. June 13th and 14th, noon to 9 p.m. on June 15th, noon to 10 p.m. on June 16th, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. June 17th, and 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. on June 18th and 19th. The agreement covers Lawford Street between Pierce and Buchanan Streets and Pierce Street between East Packer Avenue and East 4th Street.
And Resolution 10C is on the agenda. Communication 6D.
The May 10th, 2023 memorandum from City Solicitor John Spurk Jr. with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement. Permittee is Juneteenth of the Lehigh Valley, and the subcommittee is Arts Quest. The event is the 2023 Juneteenth Lehigh Valley Celebration. The agreement is from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. on June 17th. The agreement covers First Street from Polk Street to the Eastern Terminus and Founders Way between First and Second Streets.
Resolution 10D is on the agenda. Communication 6E.
May 10th, 2023 memorandum from City Solicitor John F. Spurk Jr. with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement. Permittee is Arts Quest, and the event is 2023 Spring Mercy Vegan Pop-Up Event. The agreement is from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on June 11th. The agreement covers First Street from Polk Street to the Eastern Terminus and Founders Way between First and Second Streets.
Resolution 10E is on the agenda. Communication 6F.
A memorandum dated May 10th, 2023, from City Solicitor John Spurk Jr. with an attached resolution and associated use permit agreement. Permittee is Portuguese American Club, and the event is Portuguese Heritage Day Festival. The agreement is from 1 to 10 p.m. June 9th and 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. on June 10th. The agreement covers Rink Street from Broadhead Avenue to the end of the Portuguese American Club parking lot, as shown on an exhibit attached to the agreement.
Resolution 10F is on the agenda. Communication 6G.
May 10th, 2023 memorandum from Chief Building Inspector Michael Simonson with an attached proposed ordinance amending Article 1731 related to inspections. The amendment updates the ordinance by eliminating a required inspection each time a unit becomes vacant.
And the ordinance will be placed on the June 6th council agenda for first reading.
May 10th, 2023 memorandum from Chief Building Inspector Michael Simonson with an attached proposed ordinance amending Article 1703 relating to licensing requirements for electricians and Article 1705 relating to licensing requirements for plumbers. Purposes of the amendments are to modernize the city's ordinances governing electricians and plumbers' licenses and to bring greater uniformity between the ordinances.
And that ordinance will also be placed on the June 6th council agenda for first reading. Communication 6I.
May 4th, 2023 memorandum from Darlene Heller, Director of Planning and Zoning, recommending approval of zoning text amendments related to environmental education centers and similar uses. City's Planning Commission voted 5-0 on April 13th, 2023 to recommend approval of the amendments.
I'll accept a motion then a second to schedule a public hearing for July 18 to consider the zoning ordinance amendments.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Councilwoman Wilhelm, second by Councilwoman Kwiatek. Discussion on the motion. We'll call the roll.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. The motion passes 7-0. Public hearing scheduled for July 18, 2023, and then the ordinance will be placed for first reading on the August 1st agenda. Communication 6J.
May 11, 2023 memorandum and attached proposed resolution from Laura Collins, Director of Community and Economic Development, recommending authorization of a memorandum of understanding between the city and the Bethlehem Housing Authority that relates to the initiation of a planning grant under the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development Choice Neighborhoods Planning Grants Program. As discussed at the May 2nd council meeting, city intends to be the lead applicant for a 2023 Choice Neighborhoods Planning Grant application involving BHA. A memorandum of understanding is required.
And Resolution 10G is on the agenda. Communication 6K.
May 11th, 2023 memorandum and proposed resolution from Laura Collins, Director of Community and Economic Development, recommending support of a grant application to the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development to request a grant in the amount of $100,000 to be used to contract a consultant agency to create a citywide parks and recreation master plan.
And 10H is on the agenda. Communication. That concludes our communications. Reports. I have no reports this evening. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I have several reports, but first we have a couple of administrative orders. First of all, I hereby reappoint Adrian Kofer, 367 Carver Drive, Bethlehem, PA 18017, to the Bethlehem Human Relations Commission. This appointment is effective through March 2025.
Administrative order for Adrian Kofer, Bethlehem Human Relations Commission. Resolution to confirm is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? I'll be supporting both of these administrative orders as someone who served on the HRC longer than I've served on City Council. Adrian and also the next appointee have both been coming regularly to meetings. Adrian's been serving for a number of years now, and the HRC is one of those bodies that we're always looking for volunteers, so it's encouraging to see people willing to keep volunteering. I'll ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Colon?
Aye. Passes 7-0.
Second administrative order here, I hereby reappoint Michelle Ray Levy, 1609 Stanford Road, Bethlehem, PA 18018, of the Bethlehem Human Relations Commission. This appointment is effective through April 2026.
Administrative order for Michelle Ray Levy, Bethlehem Human Relations Commission. Resolution to confirm is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0.
Thank you. Just a couple of reports. One being that I had a chance to catch Ms. Kloiber and Mr. Fondle before they left. They had made some comments about the Hanover Avenue development. I had a conversation with Kloiber. Mr. Deschler from the city administration did appear at the Zoning Hearing Board meeting last week to oppose the two zoning on behalf of the city of Bethlehem, to oppose the two zoning variance requests that were in front. Ms. Kloiber apologizes for failing to mention that in her comments about asking the city to engage in that process. So I just wanted to make sure that that was something that was out there. And also just I wanted to say to Mr. Hirsch on the parking issue, it is one that I know that Mr. Fernstrom is taking seriously as it is affected as far as, you know, universities and colleges and things like that. So we have had some conversations about trying to find some practical way to allow for different situations, not just yours but others. I would be honest in saying that there's not an easy way to go about doing that. Creating exceptions is not an easy way to do it, but I can tell you that he is trying to do that. I think everybody on City Council would also like to see something that works for everybody. So I can tell you that is something that has been a topic of discussion. Obviously, changing the whole residential permit program, or depending on how that influences, could have effects in other ways. But I can tell you that is something being considered. And I also want to just thank you for your comments when you got up there. It's rare that we see somebody break the fourth wall over there to necessarily criticize something that is objectionable that is said. And I just want to thank you for that as well. A couple other updates here is tomorrow is a bike to work week here, and we will be outside at noon going for a big bike ride throughout downtown. If you have a chance to make it, we will. I think we're kicking off at noon. I'm looking forward to. I mean, we've made a bunch of progress in the year since we did this on different projects. Obviously, making your city more walkable and bikeable is not something you can do in a month or in 2 months. But both our Department of Community Economic Development, our Public Works Department, our Police Department, I think have made some progress. And I'm just going to mention some of those things that we've made a little bit of progress on, whether or not they're streetscape improvements or different road improvements that we are working on and so on and so forth. So that is tomorrow at noon. Tomorrow night as well, if you're free, I believe at 6 p.m., Chief Kahn, is that's at Northeast Middle School. We have our annual Bethlehem Police Award Ceremony, which is always a good ceremony to come out to hear about a lot of the work, that the great work that several, or, you know, oftentimes it's dozens of our officers have engaged in over the past year. Their families are often there, and it is one of those nights where you hear some of the details of the things we see stories about in the newspaper, or we might hear through the grapevine as the commendation awards are presented. And if you have an opportunity to come out, it is a great event. Then on Saturday, we have several events going on. There's Pride on the Greenway in South Bethlehem, which starts at 1 p.m. We also have our Northside Alive Friendship Park Block Party from 4 to 8 p.m. as well, if you can check it out. And then finally, on Sunday at 10 a.m., we also have our free yoga on the plaza, which is the first time that we're doing that as part of May being Mental Health Awareness Month. So a lot of things going on in just the next couple of days. And I believe that concludes my reports, Mr. Cohen.
Thank you, Mayor Reynolds. We have one ordinance for final passage. The clerk will read Bill 20-2023.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Counties of Lehigh and Northampton, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, amending the 2023 Community Development Block Grant Budget. Bill 2023 is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion. We'll call the roll.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. There are no new ordinances tonight, so going on to resolutions. Resolution 10A.
Whereas Alan and Nancy Finnegan own 968 Moravia Street, located in both the City of Bethlehem and Lower Taunton Township. And whereas the City has exercised certain municipal rights over the years with respect to the parcel, by having always taxed the parcel as a result of its having been part of the larger tract that contain a mansion house fully in the city. And whereas Finnegan's, the township, and the city seek to enter into an intergovernmental cooperation and tax allocation agreement attached to a resolution as Exhibit A, permitted by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, now therefore be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that said Council hereby approves and adopts the agreement and authorizes the Mayor and Controller to execute said agreement. Resolution sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10B.
Whereas the City, Bethlehem Township, and Bethlehem Township Municipal Authority wish to engage in a collective process of implementing stormwater management projects. Whereas the City, Township, and Municipal Authority desire to enter into an intergovernmental cooperation agreement. And whereas the agreement further addresses the manner and extent of funding, the obligation of the agreement, and the organizational structure necessary to implement the agreement. Now therefore be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor and hereby authorized to execute this intergovernmental cooperation agreement. Resolution sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Francis Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10C.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Holy Infancy Church for the 2023 Holy Infancy Cultural Celebration. Resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10D.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Juneteenth Lehigh Valley and sub-permittee Arts Quest for the 2023 Juneteenth Lehigh Valley event. Resolution sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10E.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with Arts Quest for the 2023 Spring Mercy Vegan Pop-Up Event. Resolution sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion? We'll call the roll.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10F.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and or such other city officials as deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with the Portuguese American Club for the Portuguese Heritage Day Festival. Resolution sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Discussion?
I'm sorry.
We'll call the roll.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Francis Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Plum?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10G.
Whereas on April 6, 2023, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development issued a notice of funding availability for the Choice Neighborhoods Planning Grants Program for the fiscal year 2023. And whereas the City of Bethlehem has significant experience in neighborhood planning and plan implementation with a long history of working with HUD programs, which have helped improve the quality of life for the city. And whereas Bethlehem Housing Authority has experience and responsibility for planning and implementing demolition and rehabilitation of public housing units, renovation of the new construction of public housing units, leveraging funds by collaborating with the city, and utilizing public and private funding sources. And whereas the parties have agreed to establish each of their intentions, roles, and responsibilities and commitment to the development of the transportation plan, and have agreed to set forth their agreement in the agreement, Now therefore be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Bethlehem approves and ratifies the Memorandum of Understanding, and that the Mayor and Controller and or such other city officials are deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute the same on behalf of the City of Bethlehem. Resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leone.
Discussion? Ms. Ramsey-Smith.
Thank you. Well, I think this is a great opportunity. I just had a couple questions. I see that the grant is up to the maximum of 500. Is that what it is? Okay. Is there any estimate of what the total cost would be for the project? Because I'm thinking 500 is not going to cover it all.
There are two phases. So there's the implementation grant, which is up to 500, or the planning grant is up to $500,000. So that's just doing the community process and creating the plan. And then the implementation phase is where we would apply for $30 to $50 million.
Okay. So that would be a separate grant, or is that within this grant?
It's separate. So the planning phase is about 2 years. So if you use Easton's recent example as a model, they just completed their planning grant process and are now applying with the benefit of having their plan in place for the implementation grant.
Okay, thank you. Sure.
Any other discussion from members of council? Thank you, Ms. Collins. We'll call the roll.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Fung?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10-H.
Whereas the City of Bethlehem desires to undertake the project Bethlehem Parks and Recreation Master Plan. Whereas the applicant desires to receive from the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development a grant for the purpose of carrying out this project. Now, therefore, it is resolved that the grant agreement signature page may be signed on behalf of the applicant by the official who, at the time of signing, has the title of mayor. The resolution is sponsored by Dr. Enix and Ms. Leone.
Discussion? Ms. Kwiatek?
I just thought it might be a good chance for Ms. Collins to give a little bit of an overview of what this grant is all about, because I think it's great, and I think the public might like to know about it.
Sure. So the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development has a yearly grant for greenways, trails, and recreation. And this year, internally in DCD and in conjunction with Public Works and Jody Evans and Parks and Rec, we decided that we would be applying for a planning grant to do a broader citywide Parks and Rec program. So I was not around, but I believe the last time one was done was quite a few years ago. We do have a more recent inventory, but there's a lot of opportunity to look more broadly at programming and priority areas and things like that using some grant dollars. Thank you.
Ms. Ramsey-Smith.
I just have two questions, I guess. Is there a match for the grant? Is there any match money necessary?
Yes, I believe it's 15%.
15%,
yes,
of the 120. Okay, and we'd be looking at RFP and for the consultant for the planning this grant.
Most likely, yes.
Yeah. I would just say again, I know we discussed this at the other another meeting, but I think if we get to that point, it'd be great to try to think find a consultant that has some experience with sensory and other disability friendly kind of recreation and parks, because I'm sure there's some out there. So that's just my tidbit.
Absolutely. And we did look back actually after your last comments and had seen that we received some feedback and had talked with the consultants, I think, about at Friendship Park, looking into that as well.
That's
great feedback.
Especially, I think that we talked about, you know, other physical abilities, but now I think we're seeing such a influx of children especially that need to have sensory friendly kind of recreation and parks.
I completely agree. Thank you.
Any other discussion from members of council? Thank you again, Ms. Collins. We'll call the roll.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Ramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Kwiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Plum?
Aye. Passes 7-0. I'll accept a motion and a second to group the certificates of appropriateness together as a group.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Ramsey-Smith, second by Dr. Enix. Any discussion on the motion? We'll call the roll on the motion.
Ms. Leone?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Francis Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Swiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. So passes 7-0. I'll ask the clerk to read all the COAs.
Certificate of Appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of Pennsylvania Legislature, Bethlehem Resolutions, is granted for 407 Center Street to remove existing slate roofing from all facets of the garage and install new slate line shingles, copper flashings, and white aluminum drip edge. 409 Center Street to remove existing slate roofing from the school street side of the garage and install new slate line shingles, copper flashings, white aluminum drip edge. Attached carriage house is not part of the project. 26 West Market Street to repaint the existing residence. The colors will remain the same. The window sill will be made by Campbell Strasser and will match existing dimensions, pitch, and profile, and will be fabricated from solid mahogany. 459 Old York Road to remove and replace the failing inappropriate deck and egress steps at the south elevation with simpler egress steps constructed under pressure-treated wood and composite materials to match existing ramp and egress steps at the north elevation. And finally, 427 North New Street to replace failing inappropriate garden walls at the northeast corner of the property with brick walls and iron details that match the existing garden wall at the north and west perimeters of the property. Resolution sponsored by, in all cases, Dr. Enix and Ms. Leon.
Thank you. Any discussions on all the COAs? We'll call the roll.
Ms. Leon?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Ms. Wilhelm?
Aye.
Ms. Francis Smith?
Aye.
Dr. Enix?
Aye.
Ms. Swiatek?
Aye.
And Mr. Cologne?
Aye. They passed 7-0. Any new business from members of council? I'll start with Ms. Leon.
I have been out and about on the south side, as I usually am, and I've been talking to some of the business owners, and I've been told quite a bit that the permitting process this year has been a lot better, a lot smoother than in previous years. Don't know what you guys did inside, but it's noticed by the business owners, and I don't know where else to tell you that, but other than here, so thank you for all of your hard work. One of the things that I love about being out and about in the south side, there's so many of us out there, and so many stories of people who make up this awesome, awesome city that we live in. We're not all the same. We're all complex people with complex backgrounds. And, I'm a complex person. I'm a military person. And as such, I feel like sometimes I struggle with the line of, like, being civil and respectful and engaging appropriately, and like how close that butts up against what can be seen as cowardice by not facing things head on, tough questions. I don't know how to end that statement, so all I'm gonna say is, like, I feel like the more we engage with people, the more clarification I'm getting about that line of what's good engagement, how do we engage respectfully with each other, versus when is holding back an act of cowardice, whether it's ethnicity, religion, gender, proximity to wealth and money, and how that changes people's decisions. But I continue to hope and pray that we engage well and respectfully with each other.
Thank you, Ms. Leon. Dr. Van Wert?
Well, I have nothing as profound as that, but I agree wholeheartedly. What I would like to say is that the Community Development Committee will meet on Tuesday, May 23rd at 5:30 in Town Hall, and we're going to discuss the zoning amendment for 119 Technology Drive from IR Industrial Redevelopment to CB Central Business District. Thanks.
Thank you, Dr. Van Wert. Any other new business from members of council? Quinta?
I just wanted to, on top of the things that Mayor Reynolds mentioned, also give a shout out for Live in the Garden on Saturday night. There's a lot going on in Bethlehem this weekend. And Live on the Greenway on Sunday as well, the first, I think, installment of that for the season. So no matter where you are, there's going to be art, there's going to be music, there's probably going to be some adult beverages, and hopefully good weather. So hopefully everybody can enjoy a great spring weekend.
Thank you, Ms. Kwiatek. And I'll just say it's not only a matter where you are, it's no matter what time you put a baby down to sleep, you can still find a way to get out and enjoy some of the things that are going on. The one thing I wanted to ask the administration, just to make a point of clarification, because it came up during public comment. So the newsletter that went out, I know I received it at my house. My understanding was always that they go to every address in the city. Is that correct?
I think, and I asked Mr. Evans, I believe it's everyone that receives a water bill.
Is that what
I think, is that correct? Yeah, the mailing house that handles it, we could check that index, but that's, I believe it's attached to the water utility bills.
Then I assumed wrong, but if you can just follow up with us on that, just let us know, please. Yeah. Any other new business from members of council? Yeah, home safe, everyone. Thank you.
Council, thank you for signing the letter. And then I will invite the...